Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Another great day when there is a great new political ad that is being circulated around the country, appearing in crucial swing states. It's an ad that highlights Joe Biden's age, which is supposed to be his biggest campaign weakness. And in fact, all of the polling shows that is too old, too impaired, too lacking in acuity and cognitive ability to serve as president. But this is an ad by the Biden campaign. So how are they handling that issue? We will go to that. Why is it that Alex Jones, who has been perhaps the most famous, notorious conspiracy theorist in the country, and in fact he earned enough money peddling his conspiracy theories that he was fined $1 billion. He was found guilty of defamation and ruining the lives of some of the families that were victimized by the Sandy Hook shootings, and $1 billion he had to pay. Well, now he is splitting with President Trump, and it's surprising. He says he will go on the war path unless President Trump changes his language on one issue that's very important to Alex Jones. What is it? We will get to that. But first, that new Biden ad, which attempts to use some humor to talk about his problems with advanced age. He's 81 years old. Listen, clip six.
Look, I'm not a young guy. That's no secret. But here's the deal. I understand how to get things done for the American people. I led the country through the COVID crisis. Today, we have the strongest economy in the world. I passed a law that lowers prescription drug prices, caps insulin at $35 a month for seniors. For 4 years, Donald Trump tried to pass an infrastructure law, and he failed. I got it done. Now we're rebuilding America. I passed the biggest law in history to combat climate change because our future depends on it. Donald Trump took away the freedom of women to choose. I'm determined to make Roe v. Wade the law of the land again. Donald Trump believes the job of the president is to take care of Donald Trump. I believe in the job of the president is to fight for you, the American people, and that's what I'm doing. I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
Can we do one more take?
Look, I'm very young, energetic, and handsome. What the hell am I doing this for?
Okay, the idea that that's an outtake and was not planned. The idea appears to be with the Biden campaign that the Trump campaign is very much focused on an apocalyptic view of America, that America is in decline, crime is rising, which it is not. That was one of those things that everyone did fact-checking on. The crime in the last 2 years has gone down dramatically. And the idea that we're about to lose America, that we're being invaded, that basically the country can't function anymore, that our court system and our electoral system and everything is going wrong in the country. The Biden campaign can't go with a morning in America kind of response to that. But you can see with the music they choose, this upbeat, sort of we're on the move, positive music, this is not attempting to show that we are living the American nightmare. That was something that Katie Britt said in her speech, her response to Joe Biden and the State of the Union. She said, well, the American dream has become the American nightmare. And obviously, I think that this is an argument that Joe Biden and some of his allies could easily win. Because actually, when you look around, compared to other nations in the world that went through the same difficulties with the pandemic that we did and have some of the same challenges that we do, the United States has not fared that badly. And again, we'll see how that plays out in the campaign. There was an announcement, and this is partially because the Democrats have been raising so much money. Battle for the Senate, the Democratic-aligned Senate Majority PAC will reserve $239 million worth of television advertising in seven states starting this summer. This is a massive investment aimed at attempting to maintain control of the Senate by a razor-thin margin. The PAC will reserve $65 million in TV ads in Ohio to defend Senator Sherrod Brown, $42 million in Pennsylvania to protect Senator Bob Casey, $14 million in Wisconsin to defend Senator Tammy Baldwin. She probably is fairly secure. They haven't decided, Republicans, yet on a candidate to oppose her. $14 million in Michigan to defend retiring Senator Debbie Stabenow's seat, and $23 million in Arizona to defend Senator Kyrsten Sinema's seat, which she is leaving. And that's the lake race that we were talking about before. Senator Joni Ernst, meanwhile, of Iowa, will run for GOP conference chair. If she wins, she would be the highest-ranking Republican female senator in 50 years. Her entry will set up a blockbuster fall race against Senator Tom Cotton, who is also running for the leadership post. And then in the general election, President Biden and former President Trump use Georgia as a backdrop to drive into what's certain to be an early, ugly, bruising general election rematch as they traded barbs during simultaneous events in Atlanta and Rome. On Saturday, Biden played to the Democratic base at the massive Pullman Yards complex in Deep Blue, Atlanta, while Trump appeal to thousands of MAGA loyalists in rural northwest Georgia. That's the congressional district of Marjorie Taylor Greene. Biden repeatedly name-checked Trump during his 20-minute speech after only referring to him as my predecessor during the State of the Union, and he panned him for meeting with Hungarian strongman Viktor Orban on Friday. The president didn't mention his predecessor's Georgia election conspiracy case, though. Meanwhile, Trump labeled journalists criminals, mocked Biden's stutter, and regurgitated his election lies during his two-hour speech. That's the report from the Atlanta Constitution. Meanwhile, there continues to be a party dispute among the Democrats, which could be disastrous for Joe Biden's chances of re-election. The dispute involves policy toward the Middle East, specifically the policy of supporting Israel, where many voters, particularly Arab Americans, there's supposed to be over 200,000 of them who are registered to vote in Michigan, and young voters as well seem to have a much greater tendency to sympathize with Hamas and not to take the administration's pro-Israel policy for granted. We will talk about this dispute and it coming into focus a little bit with Senator Bernie Sanders, who, despite the fact that as a very young man he went and worked on a collective farm in Israel, he certainly is not part of the pro-Israel caucus on the Democratic side. We'll get to that coming up.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
And on the Michael Medved Show, another issue that actually may be settled by a congressional vote this week, maybe as early as tomorrow, and that has to do with the banning of TikTok. President Trump, to everyone's surprise, came out against the proposed national ban on TikTok. He declared his position barely a week after meeting with GOP mega donor Jeff Yass, who has a significant share in the company that owns TikTok. Trump spearheaded the original U.S. threat to ban TikTok over national security concerns. Neither Trump nor his campaign posts on TikTok today, but the shift in position is a sign that the former president recognizes the platform's massive appeal to younger voters. Trump's defense of TikTok angered several Republicans. Senator Rand Paul and tech entrepreneur Elon Musk celebrated Trump's reversal. It's fairly confusing, right? Not so consistent. Also confusing, the Democratic Party's struggle to maintain their support from Friends of Israel here in this country. And Friends of Israel in the United States are not just Jewish people, but of course they're very prominently Jewish people. And one of the things that the Democratic Party has been able to rely upon very consistently for certainly the last more than 50 years is a clear majority of Jewish votes who go to Democrats. Mitt Romney had the highest percentage of the Jewish vote, almost 30%. He had 29% when he ran in 2012. But generally, Jewish voters have been very supportive of Democrats. And now the divisions in the Democratic Party between the so-called progressive wing, which is about half the Democrats in the House of Representatives, led by Pramila Jayapal of Seattle, all of that being a factor in the House, and then people like Bernie Sanders in the Senate. Bernie Sanders was on CBS Face the Nation, and he spoke a bit about the conflict that appears to be emerging between Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and President Biden. Listen.
More than 100,000 voters in Michigan went uncommitted to protest Mr. Biden's policy. In the state of Minnesota, in the recent primary there, you saw a similar boycott. Almost 20% went uncommitted. Given your moral objections, your personal issues here, can you, in good conscience, ask your supporters to vote for Mr. Biden?
Well, look, the contrast that I think President Biden made it very clear in the State of the Union address, if you believe that climate change is real, you got to vote for President Biden. If you believe that women have a right to control their own bodies, you got to vote for President Biden. If you think that a time of massive income and wealth inequality, you don't give trillions of dollars in tax breaks to the 1%, you've got to vote for Biden. If you want to lower the cost of prescription drugs, you got to vote for Biden. If you believe in democracy and involving people in the process rather than keeping people from voting, you have to vote for Biden.
So you're saying progressives need to put this aside?
I am saying we've got to come, not put it aside. The fight continues to change Biden's policy in Gaza. But the contrast between Biden and Trump is day and night.
Okay, but to say that ignores the fact that President Trump hasn't spoken on the issue of Gaza. He hasn't. He certainly had a pro-Israel record when he was president of the United States, and some of what he did for the state of Israel, and it isn't just moving the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, it's recognizing the Golan Heights as an intrinsic part of Israel. It is the Abraham Accords, which have been enormously beneficial and important. But the fact is that to say that there is a difference of day and night, Biden's own position is not that clear, and certainly Trump has spoken about a position on the Middle East or what he would do in this situation to help Israel finish the job with the dismantling of Hamas and its terrorist and military potential. This was Senator Lindsey Graham speaking on Meet the Press when he commented on Biden's comment that Israel was hurting itself by its policies in Gaza. This is clip 17.
When the President of the United States talks about Bibi and not Hamas, we're missing the boat here. When you talk about red lines against Israel, we should be talking about red lines against Iran. Israel's not killing American soldiers. Iran is through their proxies. So I would urge President Biden to hold the great Satan Iran accountable for killing soldiers in Jordan and attacking shipping. So, yeah, I think he's got it backwards. We should be all in helping Israel. We should try to help the humanitarian crisis, but don't say or do anything that would empower our enemy.
And President Biden does spend plenty of time talking about Hamas. The issue here is there not more that Israel can do to help the humanitarian crisis open up a possible port in their area?
Stay tuned in that area. I think Israel will be coming up with some sea corridor relief ideas, but the lie that struck me the most in the State of the Union, he told Hamas, if you release the hostages, the war will be over. I literally about fell out of my seat. Is the president saying that if the hostages are released by Hamas, they can stay in power? That ends the conflict? I want to be very clear about this. President Trump believes it's non-negotiable when it comes to Hamas. They have to be destroyed militarily. They can't be in charge. So I'm challenging the Biden administration today to clear this up. You cannot allow Hamas to stay in power.
Okay, he's speaking here for President Trump and a Trump administration. Bibi Netanyahu was also on Fox and Friends this morning. Listen.
I'm telling you that we're not getting off the gas. I'm telling you that we have to take care of Israel's security in our future, and that requires eliminating the terrorist army. That's a prerequisite for victory. That victory is important not only for us, it's important for the civilized world as we're fighting these barbarians. And let me tell you something. You know, I've seen these recent polls where 82% of Americans support Israel in its battle against Hamas. 82%. That's been constant over the last 5 months. So they recognize that our battle is your battle, and our victory is your victory. And I'm sure that deep down, everyone in Washington understands that. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to defeat Hamas.
And we will see what happens with the Biden administration trying to build now that dock to improve the delivery of humanitarian relief supplies. There's also the claim that 13,000 terrorists were among the Palestinians killed during this war. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedMed Show.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Former President Trump expressed his belief that implementing a ban on TikTok would inadvertently strengthen Facebook.
The thing I don't like is that without TikTok, you can make Facebook bigger. And I consider Facebook to be an enemy of the people, along with a lot of the media.
During an interview with CNBC on Monday, the probable Republican presidential candidate acknowledged both positive and negative aspects of TikTok. President Biden is calling on Congress to approve the latest bipartisan border agreement. Speaking at the National League of Cities, Biden emphasized that the deal would enhance border security and save lives. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez has entered a plea of not guilty to 12 additional charges. He appeared in a New York federal court Monday for arraignment on a superseding indictment, which includes allegations of obstruction of justice. The Democrat faces charges including conspiracy to commit bribery, fraud, and extortion. John Schaefer, USA News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And on the Michael Medved show, Sunday, when Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, and yes, he is an embattled Prime Minister of Israel. I mean, literally embattled with in the midst of a war which has lasted longer and drained more in terms of massive person power and even casualties than Israel's previous experiences, other than the war for independence, when it was just being launched as an independent nation. That was in 1948-49. In any event, Prime Minister Netanyahu said that at least 13,000 terrorist combatants were among the Palestinians killed during this war against Hamas in the Gaza Strip. And he vowed, as you heard, to press ahead with an offensive in the south of the enclave. The reason they're going into the south of the enclave around the city of Rafah, which is close to the Egyptian border, is they believe, and their intelligence suggests to them, that that's where the hostages are. That if they are going to get the hostages out, and Hamas, of course, has refused to do any meaningful negotiations, they are going to have to go into Rafah, and that is also where a good deal of the Hamas leadership is still concentrated. And President Biden, of course, has described going into Rafah as a red line, but the position, it appears, of the administration is that they want to see fewer civilian casualties. They are not talking about stopping the effort to dismantle Hamas, because this is why people have given up months of their lives, have given up their lives, have been involved in this war is to make sure that October the 7th never, ever happens again. And that can only be certain. And it's something that the president, President Biden, has even admitted to some extent, that can only be certain with a completion of the job of dismantling the Hamas power structure and destroying some of their weapons. One of the things that has worked and has been remarkable and something of a blessing is been the success in hitting the missile capacities of Hamas. Now, Hezbollah is different. Hezbollah is in Lebanon. It's a different border. And there they have been reluctant to plunge into full-scale combat, and may that continue. When I say they have been reluctant, both the Israelis and the Hezbollah terrorists, like Hamas, supported by Iran. And speaking of supported by Iran, another hostile power says that he'll go on the war path against Trump. Why? Okay, this is the story from Raw Story, just released. Last week, Donald Trump angered vaccine skeptics in his base with a post to his Truth Social platform where he touted his participation on rushing out COVID shots during his time as president while live critiquing President Joe Biden's State of the Union address. While President Biden was giving the State of the Union address, President Trump was putting material up on Truth Social in response. Trump was angry over Biden's claim that the pandemic no longer controls our lives and that the vaccines that saved us from COVID are now being used to help beat cancer. In a post to Truth Social, Trump declared, "You're welcome, Joe," adding in all caps, "9-month approval time versus 12 years that it would have taken you!" Exclamation point. Among those angered at Trump over the pro-vaccine post was conspiracy theorist and anti-vaxxer Alex Jones, who wrote in a post to X that COVID vaccines were a biological weapon. "I love Trump, but this is BS," Jones wrote on a post on X. "The so-called vaccine is a biological weapon. Good news is people are awake, and not even 45 can sell it," 45 meaning the 45th president. Jones followed up this weekend with an extended rant on his show where he attacked Trump's post and gave him a warning. "If I see any more of this from Trump, I'm going to have to go on the warpath," Jones warned. "I just cannot take this. I cannot put my head down on the pillow at night and say that I'm a true person to everybody when I've already held my nose because of the overwhelming good he's doing and all the persecution and put up with stuff like this." In other words, he's extremely upset about the fact that Trump recognized that the vaccines that he helped to spearhead the development of are very useful. They are life-saving. They now estimate that at least 300,000 lives were saved, with a million lives lost altogether because of COVID-19. But 300,000 lives were saved because of the vaccines, at least that. Later in a 25-minute video posted to X, Jones said, "All I want Trump to do is to stop it." And then he offered up another conspiracy theory. "It's come out that Fauci, through an Obama program, cooked the damn virus up. They had the shots already ready. This is a big loser for Trump." Well, again, not as big a loser as Adolf Hitler. Mediaite, has a headline, Trump's jaw-dropping praise for Nazi leader. Former President Donald Trump's jaw-dropping praise for Nazi leader Adolf Hitler was revealed in new reporting via former Trump Chief of Staff John Kelly, General John Kelly, to CNN. Trump has been taking flack from media figures and others for months over his use of the language that these critics link to that of Adolf Hitler and to other Nazi and fascist figures, particularly his use of the terms vermin and poisoning the blood of our country. He has also long alleged to have a fascination with Hitler that included reading Nazi speeches in bed. I don't think they were speeches. I think, frankly, what I understand, this is part of his divorce proceedings for his first divorce, what he read was Mein Kampf, My Struggle, the book by Adolf Hitler that became a bestseller. He wrote partially while he was in prison. But in a new scoop from CNN's Jim Sciutto, General John Kelly related stunning conversations he had with Trump about Hitler, spurred by Trump's most recent meeting with Hungarian strongman Viktor Orban. According to comments Kelly made for Sciutto's book, The Return of Great Powers, that comes out on Tuesday, tomorrow, Trump started by saying Hitler did some good things and went on from there. He said, this is according to General Kelly, well, but Hitler did some good things. I said, well, what? And he said, well, Hitler rebuilt the economy. But what he did with that rebuilt economy, well, there's more. And John Kelly says he tried to educate the president, then president, on why talking about good things and Hitler in the same sentence, probably not a great idea. We'll be right back. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads.
Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Michael Medved show, we basically are following the beginnings of a heated new campaign for the presidency of the United States, meaning that everywhere, in every direction, the alignment of voters is in question. There's a piece over at Axios that looks at some of the figures from the primaries, which President Trump swept, and sees that despite the very hefty margin where President Trump won clear majorities in most of the states, and Nikki Haley in her strongest states did 30, sometimes close to 40%, but never beyond that. And the Axios writes, if America were dominated by old, white, election-denying Christians who never went to college, former President Trump would win the general election in as big of a landslide as his sweep of the first four GOP primaries. Trump was declared the winner of the South Carolina Republican Party the second that polls closed, trouncing Nikki Haley, who had been governor of South Carolina, by 20 points, 60% to 40% in the state where she was governor. The Trump campaign declared the primary fight over, even though he can't officially clinch the nomination until, well, March, and here we are. Trump dominates with older white voters without college diplomas who believe the last election was rigged, according to Network Exit Polls and AP Votecast, which interviewed 2,440 South Carolina primary voters over 5 days. Two-thirds of Trump voters were white and did not go to college, according to Votecast. Where he lost 75% of Haley supporters, said Biden was legitimately elected president in 2020. About 40% of those voters who voted for Haley voted for Biden in 2020. A stunning 62% of Republican primary voters said Biden was not legitimately elected. See, what they are making the point here is that there is a very real problem in terms of handling whether you accept the election results of 2020 or not. I mean, there's not an evidentiary problem. It's one of those things that whenever it's come before a judge or a jury or any impartial source, of course Biden won the election. And he won the election by 7 million votes in the popular vote. It was not even that unusually close. It was a decisive win. But the point is that when you have people who are so invested, and they are your base, and they're invested in the belief that Biden somehow stole the election, the question for anybody here, and it's going to be a question for Donald Trump as this campaign develops, what do you do about it? In other words, of course they would say, well, this time we have to make sure the election doesn't get stolen. But if Trump continues to emphasize the stolen election narrative, as he did in his two-hour speech in Rome, Georgia on Saturday, if he continues to emphasize that, that's going to limit his appeal to some of those swing voters. And that also goes to the way you cover the January 6th events. There was a conversation between Tucker Carlson and Chris Cuomo, two one-time stars of cable TV. And they spoke about the January 6th footage that Tucker Carlson aired. Listen, this is clip 7.
January 6th, I know people will say it was an insurrection. People found, okay, fine. He wasn't charged with that. And there's a reason he wasn't charged with that. And it's not a technicality. And your approach and the approach of other people that, hey, this was just, you know, these guys were in the wrong place, the wrong way, but that's all it was. I don't agree with that. I think it was a riot. And I think they were way over the line, and I think that they were motivated
in part by the president of the United States. But let me ask you just a couple questions. One is, why can't we know how many federal agents were in the crowd and what they were doing there?
I'm fine with knowing. I love transparency. It is the key to understanding.
It's the opposite of what we have, and there are thousands of hours of tape, and the release of which will not jeopardize security in the Capitol.
You cherry-picked that tape, by the way.
I aired what they sent me.
You cherry-picked it, though.
And the conversation continues. The idea that it is so difficult for people to reach anything like a consensus on that January 6th was a dark and miserable day when there are 140 police officers who had to be hospitalized and who were seriously hurt. I mean, really. Bill Maher spoke on his show on Friday talking about how, well, maybe some Democrats are coming to their senses concerning some of their more extreme ideas. Clip 15.
Democrats got the memo. 2020, yeah, we went too far. Keeping kids out of school for 2 years. Colleges with 200 DEI officers. Just great, you know, shoplifting is just justice shopping now.
I worry they're a little late to the game, though, because like 2-1, people think that Republicans are better with crime, migration, economy.
Okay, but
so now you're in the election year, and now you're trying to like switch the script. And
I mean, putting the National Guard in the subway?
You have to do it. And so it seems like an overcorrection, but
okay. The idea that there's a necessity to put things in context. One of the things that a new movie that is available everywhere, and it's an ambitious film, and it's made by a filmmaker named Monteverdi, who is a Mexican who's become an American citizen, who previously did The Sound of Freedom, which was a surprise hit. This one, Cabrini. Listen.
time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
At the end of the 19th century, an Italian nun is ordered by the Pope to travel to the United States to help impoverished immigrants deal with illness and oppression in the true story of the woman who became America's first Catholic saint. It's called Cabrini.
If we are to build an empire of hope, it seems we must first conquer New York. This is how I learned to live in America.
The Italian actress Cristiana Del Anna comes across as a force of nature, as did the real-life Mother Cabrini. And the veteran actors John Lithgow and David Morse are also formidable in supporting roles. The movie moves at a slow, monumental pace for its 2.5-hour running time, while focusing only on a few crucial years in Mother Cabrini's amazing life. It's rated PG-13 for some incidents of violence and pain, emphasizing the deep prejudice against Italian immigrants in the late 1800s. 2.5 stars for the impressive and occasionally inspiring Cabrini. It is a distinguished, if slow-moving film, and I'm very glad to see the message of Mother Cabrini's amazing work getting out there to a larger audience. Next time on the MedVed Show, we will be joined by Seth Cropsey, who has worked for Wall Street Journal and National Review and is talking about why the Democratic Party is losing its hold on minority voters. We will be speaking about that. We'll also be talking about a new study that shows that people who use marijuana every day, and it's a surprising number of people, actually have a 25% increase in their chances of heart attack. And then we will talk about how it is impossible to try to deal with the situation in Gaza without first, or at least, I'm dealing with the situation in Iran. That and more, all on the table. Coming up next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug, it's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.